Anyhow, getting back to immunotherapy. So we chatted a little bit about checkpoint inhibitors. Obviously, with CAR T, there's an issue of cytokine release and also neurotoxicity. I'm curious what's been seen, particularly with the lymphoma patients, diffuse large B-cell. It seems like that is something that docs in practice are going to need to be aware of immediately. What do we know about these complications in general and specifically in these patients?
Yeah, so certainly every CAR T cell product that's been evaluated in DLBCL has had as their primary adverse events of special interest cytokine release syndrome and neurologic toxicities. Now, they've been a bit variable across the different compounds that have been evaluated. And so some of that may be due to different co-stimulatory molecules used in the CAR T cells. So we know that a CD28 co-stimulatory domain produces a more rapid expansion of the CAR T cells, while a 4-1BB co-stimulatory domain has a more gradual onset, and that might mitigate some of the acute onset of cytokine release syndrome. But it's been seen certainly in both settings. It does appear that there is some correlation with disease burden, although that's still being worked out. The higher the disease burden, the higher the risk typically of developing a cytokine release syndrome. It appears in general less than in acute lymphoblastic leukemia, and that may be in part related to the disease burden and in part to the distribution of disease as well. Disease that's circulating in the blood in high volume may lead to a more rapid expansion and cytokine release compared to more tissue-based tumors where the CAR T cells percolate a bit more. There's a slightly more blunted expansion. And so for that reason, the rate of CRS has been lower in lymphoma than in ALL. It's also been uniformly reversible. And in general, I think what we've seen across these studies is that with increasing comfort level in the setting of clinical trials, identification of cytokine release syndrome, and then using antidotes of sort to offset the cytokine release syndrome, that it can be intervened upon very safely. And what we are now typically doing is using tocilizumab, the IL-6 receptor antibody, which does, in the majority of cases, turn around the fever and hypotension of CRS very rapidly. Dexamethasone is also effective, and I think we have emerging data now from multiple different CAR T cell trials that have been reported that modest dose dexamethasone does not impair efficacy of the treatment. Obviously, that was an initial fear that you'd ablate these CAR T cells that were just laboriously created, this precious product, and that would not only decrease the toxicity but efficacy. That hasn't been the case right now. So thus far, tocilizumab at first onset of cytokine release, particularly grade 2 cytokine release, patients who have an isolated fever, which would be grade 1, minimal effect on blood pressure, this can often go away all on its own. Once blood pressure gets affected, we usually then do intervene with tocilizumab, with or without a little bit of dexamethasone for a couple of days. The neurologic side effects similarly appear largely reversible in almost all cases. There are a couple of reports of some lingering mild deficits, but it virtually always does resolve. The neurologic toxicity usually follows the cytokine release syndrome, and patients will usually have had a cresting of their cytokine release syndrome and then have onset of the neurologic side effects. There are various theories to this. Increased time that it takes for the CAR T cells to traffic into the central nervous system, the cytokine release within the cerebrospinal fluid. We know the T cells get in, we know the cytokines get in. We don't think tocilizumab gets in, though dexamethasone does. And so, at least empirically thus far, it does look like dexamethasone does speed recovery of the CAR T cell neurologic toxicities. We're using that earlier now to try and offset that. And these are typically range from mild confusion, word-finding difficulties, somnolence, altered mental status, but it can progress to comatose states or even seizures. But thankfully, these do appear to be, once they're recognized and patients have to have loved ones or family members or friends with them because they might not recognize their altered mental status, who can bring this to the attention of their nurses or their treating physicians, that can be intervened upon and reversed. And thankfully, neither treatment of neurotoxicity or cytokine release syndrome has been associated with loss of efficacy of the CAR T cell product.
What's the thinking in terms of pathophysiology with the neurologic issues? Is it, again, some type of cytokine release? And what's the time sequence? When do these reactions start to occur?
Yeah, I think it's still being worked out. My own personal theory is that it is a cytokine release phenomenon, but it's within the central nervous system, and that the cytokine-induced inflammation in and around the cerebrum is what's leading to this confusion and misfiring. We know the CAR T cells and the cytokines are there, and so this is purely, right now, hypothetical, meaning they've been associated. We haven't clearly identified them as an obvious culprit. Some people have given intrathecal chemotherapy by way of ablating the CAR T cells in the central nervous system. I don't think that we've shown that to be absolutely mandatory, since steroids also work effectively. But it does occur a bit later, and the time to onset of these toxicities is a bit variable across the studies. The median onset across the studies of cytokine release syndrome is usually in the 3 to 5 day range, while the onset to the neurologic toxicities is typically in the 5 to 10 day range, so slightly frame shifted.
And what do we know about the relationship, if any, between the development of these syndromes and efficacy?
So interestingly, there has not been a direct correlation between development of the toxicity and response. And so certainly what we've seen is patients can have no neurologic toxicities and no cytokine release and still achieve a complete remission. So it isn't incumbent upon a patient to see an adverse reaction in order to respond to therapy. Certainly, the incidence of these adverse events suggests these CAR T cells are proliferating and releasing their cytokines. But because it is tied to tumor burden, a relatively lower tumor burden might induce a response insufficient to induce a cytokine release clinical syndrome, but sufficient to induce a tumor response. So while I think it does mean that the cells are proliferating, the absence of T cells doesn't mean they're not proliferating.